Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Tulip Time Volunteers of the Year, Ruben Mejia and Kevin Van Haften, join us on today's program.
We're here with Ruben and Kevin today as we talk with the Volunteers of the Year from the Tulip Time Steering Committee. And the two of you have been working for years with this festival to make sure one of our signature parts of it is off and running, and that's our parades. First of all, for our listeners, I'll have each of you describe the roles and responsibilities you've had for several years and how you got involved with this project.
Well, my title is Float Master, and I'm in charge of making sure that the floats are ready at Tulip Time. So most of my work, practically all of my work, is before Tulip Time. I got into it. The last guy that did it, Jesse Dunning, was ready to get out of it. And so he asked me, and I said, oh, I'll try it. So here we are 20 years later, and I love it. It's a great, great job to do, and I enjoy doing it. And both of my boys helped me with it quite a bit.
I have a tongue-in-cheek title, which is Chief Festival Technician, which they gave me a little badge for, but that's my only title. And I've been building floats and fixing floats for a good number of years. I think it started when I was asked to drive floats, and I said, you know, at one time there was a float that used to drive with a periscope, and then it went to a video monitor, and then it went to a guide and so on. And I said, you know, somebody ought to fix some of this. And as I was saying it, I realized that somebody was probably me, so I should get off my rear and help if I can.
Here we are. Well, and Ruben, let's talk about that process then before. What does that look like? Because obviously you got 3 days, you've got 6 parades. Some of these floats are many years old. Some of them are new. I'm guessing you see all sorts of different things come your way. What is that? When does that process really start for you? And what does that kind of look like as you get these floats who've been sitting, you know, in a barn maybe for 10 months getting ready for that big weekend?
Well, it really depends on the weather and how cold it is, but I usually like to get in there late January or February. And at that time, what I do first is try and get those floats started and try and get those generators started. After sitting for so long, sometimes they don't start very well. So, you know, I've learned the tricks of how to start the floats, but once in a while, yeah, I got to change a battery. Sometimes I have to call somebody that knows more than me about auto mechanics, or, you know, it just depends. And then eventually we get to the decorating of the floats, which have to look good. We wanted to look really good for the parade. So that's about it. And lights, a lot of light bulbs. We lose a lot of light bulbs during tulip time. But those are basically some of the things that I have to do prior to tulip time.
Well, and Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong, your job is a little more immediate. Sometimes it can be a very frantic time, sometimes it's not. But what does your work look like then, a little bit closer to the festival?
Sometimes Ruben will come to me and say, hey, this float doesn't steer right, this float doesn't drive correctly, or we can't get the engine to run, or the generator won't run, or various problems like that, and I'll help out with that. Like I said, sometimes we're building a float. We haven't built a float for several years because the budget doesn't always allow. And there's a few ideas in the float pipeline, but there isn't any plans to build another one right at the moment. And you know, sometimes I'll have a real light tulip time because nothing breaks. Other tulip times, you know, you might lay under the float while it's raining and it's stuck in the parade route, and you know, water's running in the ditch where you gotta lay, and you know, it can be pretty hairy too. Sometimes they break down during a parade. Sometimes you just find a problem that you have to quick fix between parades. That's most of my role, you might say. And of course, we're always at the beginning to get them started. And once they're all running and everybody's moving, what I do then is I go to the rear of the parade and try to direct traffic so that we don't have everything backing up, stopping the whole parade, which happens pretty frequently, actually. You've got to keep it moving at the end so that the middle looks right. So those are the things I do normally. And like I said, some years are very easy, and other years it's just a frantic, what's broke now type of situation. So
here's Ruben and Kevin. They're the volunteers of the year from Tulip Time, and they deal with our parade floats. And so, obviously, as successful as Kevin alluded to, a successful day is one where you're not very busy either before or during Tulip Time. But how rewarding is it then when you see the backside of it, and it maybe is a clear parade, and you see all these people enjoying the parade and enjoying themselves? I'm guessing that's probably a driving factor of why you would do this work, right, is to make sure the parades go off. What's that like when there's a good parade and you see all the floats come through and you get to see a lot of smiles and a lot of happy people?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's probably the payoff. Watching the kids' smiles on their faces and standing up and clapping as a float goes by, or families whose kids or family are on the float and watching them smile, and our lights are on the float and the float is moving the way it's supposed to be. So it's, yeah, that I guess that's the real payoff for me, is just watching the smiles on people's faces and watching it all go very smoothly.
I have a little bit different perspective. Like I said, I go to the end of the parade and direct traffic, so I see everybody after. I don't see the parade in the middle quite as much. And then some years I get in the middle of it, but most of the time I'm at the end, and I see the kids get off. I see the parents get off. I see the kids getting picked up, and everybody says, you know, did you have fun? And yes, I did, and various things like that. So I see the end of it. But yeah, the people and the lighted parades especially, that's the thing that is really rewarding, let's say.
Well, and I think this gets to a bigger question, because this festival has gotten so big. We've got so many volunteers. We're talking probably 150,000 people that are going to be here easily this weekend, enjoying the 3 days. To you, especially as both of you have been involved with Tulip Time for so long, why do you think this festival is still important? And why do you think that we still each year have to come together and do something like this, whether it's for our community or the visitors or whoever it might be?
Well, even though I'm not Dutch, I know that this is a wonderful thing for the Dutch heritage and for the Dutch people of Pella. They enjoy it. They look back on this parade and they think on family members that used to ride on floats or that used to be in these parades. And I know my wife, her grandpa was Ray DeHaan, and who was really involved with the Tulip Time Parade. So I think back on that, and I think, wow, that's a great legacy that Ray left and that we are leaving for our kids. Like I said, my boys helped me. Eventually, my boys will take this over, and I'm looking forward to that day. But I still enjoy it, doing it myself.
Yep.
Yeah, for me, it's the same sort of thing. It's my kids enjoy seeing me once in a while during the parade. Once in a while, they used to comment that they'd see my legs go through the parade when I was driving something, you know, and things like that. But it's a very rewarding thing, because you can see the work you put into it, and then you can see the result of it moving down the street, and I enjoy that. So.
Anything else you guys would like to add while we're here today? Anything else you'd like to talk about?
I just want to say thank you to the people of Pella, because the 20 years that I've been doing this, I've asked many people to help, and they're all ready to step forward. So thank you very much to the people of Pella for doing that. And you never know, I might just come and ask you to help with something. So, but thank you.
Yeah, be ready.
And same thing. Thanks to the city of Pella and all the people. And the other reason that you should bring up, that the reason it's so popular is because it's a well-run festival, and the steering committee always does a great job. You know, some of them are really tasked when they have snow or something like that. But the reason it's a good festival is because it's well run.
If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBurlesque.com and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify with podcasts to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.